Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Andrade has left the WWE. We'll take a look at what happened and what's next in just a moment. Plus, The Fiend is back. And we have big changes to the Hall of Fame. For Monday, March the 22nd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Waking to the news this morning that Andrade has officially been granted his release from WWE. The now former WWE star confirmed last week that he had indeed asked to leave the company. And WWE announced yesterday, following Fastlane, that his request has been granted. It's been just over half a decade of highs and lows for the third generation luchador. Let's take a deep dive into the WWE career of Andrade.
El ídolo!
El ídolo y superestrella, La Sombra!
It was November 15th, 2015 that Manuel Alfonso Andrade Oropeza made a huge step in his already decorated wrestling career. Following a defeat at the hands of his former tag team partner Rush, the CMLL star known as La Sombra swapped Arena Mexico for the WWE Performance Center.
From Gomez Palacio Durango, Mexico, weighing 210 pounds, Andrade
We've been seeing the videos over the last few weeks about Andrade Cien Almas. This is a man with a tremendous background on the independent scene in Mexico, Japan, all over the world, won multiple championships. What a talent.
He belongs right here in NXT, but tonight he gets his first test. The talent comes here from all over the globe for the opportunity to be part of NXT to see if they can hang. And Ty Dillinger's been here for a long time. This is just as big an opportunity for him as it is for Cien.
This is the first time we've gotten to see the face of Andrade Cien Almas because this was a man who was once a masked luchador in Mexico.
He joined the NXT touring shows in January of 2016 where he was briefly known as Manny Andrade. Just a few months later, he'd make his TV debut for the Black and Gold brand, ditching the Manny and finding a Cien Almas. It was a run that lost momentum quickly, not quite setting the world on fuego as a hero. A change of heart and the introduction of Zelina Vega would see Andrade reignited as a Rudo.
Oh!
Can everybody on their feet, an absolutely incredible victory and turn of events.
Hey.
Almas is the new champion.
Here at NXT TakeOver War Games, Andrade Cien Almas is the new NXT champion. I don't know if
he can believe it yet. Adios mio.
April 17th, 2018, less than 2 years since his NXT debut, Andrade, alongside Zelina, would find themselves on SmackDown as part of the WWE Superstar Shakeup.
Since arriving to SmackDown Live, my associate has successfully put Sin Cara on the shelf, taken the WWE Champion AJ Styles to his limit and destroyed Rusev. Now I know that The Miz has already outsmarted you, but now I think it's time that Andrade Cien Almas out-wrestles you.
He would see action against established main roster stars and would even find himself in the final four of the following year's Royal Rumble. It was also in 2019 that we'd learn more about the man behind the wrestler as it came to light that Alfonso Andrade had begun dating Charlotte Flair, the two first seen together at a WrestleMania press event in April and seen together everywhere else from there.
Everyone, it's Jack from Coldaholic.com here, celebrating WWE's move to BT Sport, and I'm joined by none other than the Queen, Charlotte Flair, very apt because we are in London, England, and the current WWE United States Champion, Andrade. How are you guys?
I'm great.
Good, thank you. Very good.
What's it been like having a series of matches that everybody has loved to watch as well, with such a legendary superstar like Rey Mysterio?
And now, the new United States Champion. I won the title in live event, on TV, this Monday, and ready for Rey Mysterio, and I don't know what happened in Royal Rumble.
Andrade talking to our very own Jack the Jobber there, with the United States Championship, a title that he had won in December of 2019, heading over to the Raw brand to feud with Rey Mysterio.
I told all of you that this would happen, and now Andrade is the new United States Champion.
Muñeca, this is my gift. This is my Christmas present.
Courtesy of?
Thank you.
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio, because your legacy is done. Yo soy la nueva cara de los Latinos. I was the future. Now, I am the present. United States Champion.
There we go.
Let's go.
This title reign, however, almost came to a very abrupt end.
The reigning WWE United States Champion, Andrade, has been suspended from the WWE for a failure of the wellness policy. He's now off our screens for 30 days.
It could be anything. I believe people have been suspended before for not declaring things as simple as ADHD medication. It's not really ours to know, but as long as he's okay.
Following his suspension, Andrade would team with Angel Garza, whom Zelina Vega had introduced in the absence of Andrade. They had numerous failed attempts to become Raw Tag Team Champions, and eventually, infighting would end their faction entirely.
Enough, okay, Selena? I'm tired of being blamed for every setback we have done because Golden Boy lost a match. Remember that, right? Last week, Andrade got pinned.
Sí,
no perdiste la semana pasada.
No, ¿quién perdió?
No, tú
perdiste
la semana pasada.
¡Cállate, cállate! ¡Enough! Look, hey, hello. I can't do this anymore.
You see, come on.
He's got him hooked, Tom.
Said this is for you, Zelina. Angel Garza with the wing clipper and pins Andrade.
Last October, Andrade vanished from Raw completely. It was reported that despite Charlotte Flair pitching numerous ideas to WWE Creative, management simply didn't have anything for Andrade to do. Some speculate that former Raw executive producer Paul Heyman was the biggest and one of the few true cheerleaders for Andrade in management echelons. So when Paul Heyman was ousted from his position as the head of the Red brand, so was any plans for the third generation luchador. It was last week that Andrade confirmed rumors that he had requested his WWE release. And it was last night, as Fastlane was in progress, Andrade tweeted out, "Good news, buenas noticias, hashtag tranquilo, hashtag happy." WWE would later on, following the pay-per-view, release an article on WWE.com simply saying, "WWE has come to terms on the release of Andrade. We wish him all the best in all of his future endeavors." So what happens from here? Normally, when a contracted star leaves WWE, either by not re-signing a contract or being given their release, as Andrade has, a 90-day no-compete clause kicks in. So this will prevent Andrade from turning up in any major competitors to WWE until around about the 20th of June at the earliest. No doubt, with a career that has seen him compete in Japan, Mexico, and across the United States and Europe, La Sombra won't be short of offers. When we have more on the release of Andrade, you will find it at cultaholic.com.
What is that?
Oh my gosh, it's a Fiend!
What?
Oh my God!
He's hideous!
Oh my God! Bliss feeding Orton into Sister Abigail!
That was the moment that The Fiend made his return to WWE. It was the conclusion, what became the conclusion, of Randy Orton versus Alexa Bliss. A match filled with nonsense, ending with a charred hand coming through the ring, followed by the charred body of The Fiend. This led to The Fiend dropping Randy Orton with a Sister Abigail and Alexa Bliss making the cover for the 1-2-3. So WWE fans weren't quite sure what to expect from this match, but what they got was basically a catalyst for the return of The Fiend. This has been something that's been teased for many, many weeks now, and now it is a thing that has officially happened. Would you like some details on The Fiend's new attire? Well, Jason Baker tweeted out, "New Bray Wyatt look created by Callisum Studios, sculpture by Brian McGuire and Jason Baker, molds by Kendricks Lee, painted again by Jason Baker, soft goods and leather provided by Mandy Simpson, and the project supervisor was Tom Savini." In fact, check out at Baking Jason. He's basically the main guy behind this brand new look for The Fiend. His catalogue is definitely worth a look. Another interesting story that came from the match between Alexa Bliss and The Fiend is possibly a little bit of bad vibes between Alexa Bliss and the wife of Randy Orton. Kim Marie tweeted out following the match, after seeing the way that Alexa Bliss mounted Randy Orton for the cover, tweeted Alexa Bliss directly saying, "You might have just effed up, little girl." We'll keep an eye on that one. Might be a mixed tag match that we're getting at WrestleMania. I somehow doubt it, though. But the big story being here that The Fiend is back in WWE. Expect a collision between The Fiend and Randy Orton at WrestleMania 37.
He's going to tap out. Roman is going to tap out.
Roman Reigns is nowhere to go. Roman Reigns is caught. Roman's
look
failing.
At his eyes. Look at Roman's eyes. He's fading. He's out. Roman Reigns is going to tap out.
Tap! You're going to break. You're going to break. You're going to break.
He's tapping.
Roman Reigns is tapping. Reigns is tapping. Roman Reigns was tapping. Edge didn't see it. Edge clocking Brian with a chair. Oh.
Edge has wrecked this entire matchup.
He has, Corey, and Reigns and Bryan, and there's a new official now in the ring. This Universal Championship match continues. And Roman Reigns now dragging his body to drape Daniel Bryan, and Roman Reigns has pinned Bryan.
Here is your winner, and still the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns.
What a battle.
Just when you think you've seen it all.
We can also confirm this morning a massive change to the WWE Championship match at WrestleMania this year. Also, following what you heard there in the conclusion of Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns, it has been announced by multiple sources, including the Wrestling Observer, that the WWE Championship will now be defended in a triple threat match pitting Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan. This felt like a match that this felt like where they were going with this one. This feels right to do. And it feels like it's created a very interesting dynamic going into WrestleMania between all three. You and I will talk more about that match and the entire night of WWE Fastlane on Fastlane Graded later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. And for some of the more silly moments, the WTF moments from Fastlane will be along with Ross Tweddle later on today at youtube.com/cultaholic. Some big changes to the WWE Hall of Fame this year, as well as we were unsure as to why Dave Bautista's Hall of Fame induction had gone quite quiet on a lot of channels. Fightful are reporting this morning that Bautista has been removed from advertising for the Hall of Fame. Other sources, including Ringside News, also note that he is no longer slated for the show. Fightful go on to say, we can confirm that as WWE sources have told us that they prefer to have Batista go into the Hall of Fame when a full crowd can enjoy it. Now, there was another interesting development with the Hall of Fame over the last couple of days, as fans watching via the WWE Network spotted a possible spoiler for an inductee. In the This Is Daniel Bryan category on the network, it was subtitled as WWE 2021 Hall of Fame Inductee. Now, was this an error? Was this somebody jumping the gun to publicize something? Numerous sources in WWE have told Fightful that the Daniel Bryan inductee listing was simply an error, and he isn't planned for the ceremony as of now. Card always subject to change.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
We had two pay-per-views of the wrestling variety yesterday. Not only did we have WWE Fastlane, but NWA returned for Back for the Attack. This was their first pay-per-view back since last year when they shut down operations for NWA Power. They confirmed via the pay-per-view that NWA Power will return on a weekly basis on Fight TV. You can watch it via the Fight TV app or via Virgin Media in the UK. Their first pay-per-view back saw NWA debuts for Tyrus, formerly Brodus Clay in WWE, Crimson from TNA Wrestling, and the former Chris Masters, aka now known as Chris Adonis. We also saw Camille defeating Thunder Rosa to become the top contender to the NWA Women's World Championship, currently held by Serena Deeb. And we saw Nick Aldis retain his NWA World Heavyweight Championship over Aaron Stevens, a match along with an entire card dedicated to the memory of Josephus, who passed away in February. It was a really good night of wrestling on Back from the Attack, and I, for one, am very, very excited to have Power back in my wrestling schedule on a Tuesday. Fightful have given us an update on the status of Ridge Holland. He suffered a really bad injury last year when he was just starting to get the ball rolling in NXT. Ridge Holland, says Fightful, has been sidelined since this freak accident, but we've heard from several wrestlers he's been rehabbing at the WWE Performance Center for the last few months. He's not considered to be anywhere near a return right now. Holland was set for what was told to be a major push ahead of his injury. Plans had to be changed significantly as a result. Whilst it's good that he's still on the rehabilitation journey, obviously it's going to take some time. I don't think at the earliest, I think we'll see him at the tail end of 2021. Will Ospreay is the 2021 New Japan Cup winner. He defeated Shingo Takagi to win the tournament for the first time ever over the weekend. And as a result of this, Ospreay will face Kota Ibushi for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship at Sakura Genesis next month. The biggest match of Will Ospreay's career should be an interesting one for both competitors, who are both very familiar with some of the lighter division wrestling, now fighting for the heavyweight championship. We have more on Andrade's departure from WWE at Cultaholic.com right now. Also at YouTube.com/Cultaholic, you'll find what happened at, and later today you will have graded and the WTF moments, all from last night's WWE Fastlane pay-per-view. At twitch.tv/cultaholic later on tonight, Andrew is back. Could he be putting together Lego? Probably. He's just there to have a good time, and I hope you'll join him from 6 Greenwich Mean Time. A quick note, because I think this has caught quite a few people out, right? Here in the UK, we haven't had our daylight savings change yet. That's coming this weekend. So, where in America Eastern Time is normally 5 hours behind us, at the moment you're catching up. So it's 4 hours behind us. So say you're on Eastern Time and you want to check out our boy Andrew at 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Normally you would watch at 6, 5, 4, 3, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Today, watch from 2. Does that make sense? Yeah? Cool. Think we got it. That's about right. twitch.tv/cultaholic. It's a bumper week on the Cultaholic podcast feed as well. Brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review drops tomorrow. We've changed the days now, so you're getting the Classic Raw Review tomorrow with Justin Henry and myself. On Wednesday, you're getting a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps ahead of the Grey Sweatpants Invitational as part of GCW's The Collective Remix. I'm chatting to the founder of the Grey Sweatpants Invitational, the wonderful Faye Jackson. She's talking about her career in wrestling. She's talking about her work as a sports agent. She's talking about Two Cold Scorpio's legacy in wrestling. And she's picking 3 wrestling matches that she would watch while stranded on a desert island. Then on Friday, the Cultaholic podcast is back with the 3 lads, with Matthew, with Jack, and with Ross, chewing over the week in wrestling news and answering your questions from the mailbag. On Saturday, it is the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. That's now on a Saturday. It's Matthew, Greg, and myself watching classic episodes of SmackDown, and it's the Go Home SmackDown for SummerSlam 2000. So lots happening on the Cultaholic podcast feed throughout the week. Thank you for subscribing and enjoying it all. I mean, if you enjoy half of it, that's still a win, isn't it? I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.